more of the straight talk you need to make it in today's economy.
Welcome back, everybody. Final segment of the Tuesday edition of Straight Talk Money. I'm Peggy Tuck, and of course, from Dallas, Texas, we have our portfolio manager, Charles Sizemore. Once again, he will be in the Houston area the week of the 22nd of May. If you're interested in sitting down with him and picking his brain, just go to straighttalkmoney.com and send me a message, and I'll be glad to set that up. Charles, right before the break, as I was not so gracefully trying to tease, there was a great article this morning. Josh Brown, who of course writes the Reformed Broker blog, and he came out with a story on Joseph Fahmy, and he is managing director of an investment firm called Zor Capital. But he's really quite highly touted as a trader, and he says, quote, "The market call I am making could be life-changing to you." And he's talking about the fact that this bull market, or the bull market from 1995 to 2000, made a lot of people a lot of money, and
yeah,
that we could be heading down that same path right now. So, as I said, he's basing his prediction on three factors: technicals, fundamentals, and investor sentiment, which he says all are pointing to a big rally. Now, what he's saying, and we kind of talked about this, might have been last week, what really was kind of going on, and he says ultimately it's going to end with a blow off. So remember, we had talked about how another analyst had seen that we were kind of, what was pushing the rally was that we were kind of in a the beginning of something that had, you know, was already going on, and it talked about the blow off as well. And that's how it was all going to end. So
I mean, that's certainly how it ended in the 1990s.com boom. It's certainly how it ended in, for example, the 1920s, roaring bull market then. So it's not to say every bull market has to end like that, but
right,
some of the biggest bubbles in history certainly have. And what he says, life-changing. I mean, it really is life-changing if you double or triple your money in the span of a couple of years, as opposed to just being sitting on the sidelines. So if he's correct, if the market does really have that, if it goes parabolic, as they say, and has a couple of years there where it just goes straight up, if you were to double or triple your money, yeah, I mean, that is life-changing. He points to a couple things. You know, he says the technicals are good.
Right.
Technicals can also change, and that's something that can turn on a dime. So I wouldn't hang my hat just on that. But
what?
He also says smart money is accumulating
yes.
stock. He says a lot of the institutions, you see them buying on dips, but you don't really see them selling. That's good. I mean, smart money can get it wrong too. Smart money is not omniscient. I mean, they can still make mistakes, but it's certainly a good sign when you see large institutional buyers staying invested and adding to their positions, because ultimately these are the, remember, what makes stocks go up? Stocks go up when there are more buyers than sellers. There's more money chasing it higher. And when you have those big institutional investors pouring money into it, it really has nowhere to go but up.
He also talks about the fundamentals. And, then you've got this low interest rate environment, so that he thinks everything is pretty well, reasonably valued.
Warren Buffett has made a similar comment. He said, if you assume that interest rates are going to stay at historic lows for a long time, then the market's reasonably priced. If you assume that rates are going higher, and not just the Fed funds rate, but just, bond yields across the spectrum there, if you think those are going higher, then look out. All of a sudden, the market looks pretty pricey. So when you're buying stocks today, you're effectively betting that bond yields across the curve are going to stay low. That's sort of implied in your decision to buy stocks right now. And I would agree with that. I mean, I've been very consistent in saying the same, that I do expect yields to stay relatively low for the next several years.
Okay, and finally, he talks about the sentiment, and this has been talked about a lot. This has got to be one of the most unloved bull markets that there ever has been. So how is that?
Most of my lifetime, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, and what's happened is, sentiment has been extremely skeptical Up until very, very recently, up until now, a lot of people that have been sitting on the sidelines ever since 2008 are starting to tiptoe back in. I've seen it with clients of mine. I've seen it with just that there's always those people you just kind of meet in your daily life that you kind of use as a sounding board, and a lot of them I sort of use them as hate to say a contrary indicator, but I do kind of listen to what they say and take it with a grain of salt. And a lot of people that have been out of the market for a decade are now all of a sudden looking to get back in. That tells me we're in the relatively late stages of the bull market. It doesn't mean it's topping tomorrow. It probably has a decent bit further to go here in the short term, but it does tell me, hey, I mean, we're probably getting close to that blow off.
Okay, we're going to switch gears here. McDonald's coming out. I mean, here is somebody that's made, their whole career on hamburgers, and
Sure.
they're going to change up their menu a little bit, and they're coming out with some new sandwiches, the Pico Guacamole, which is pico de gallo and buttermilk ranch sauce, a sweet barbecue bacon
That actually
offering.
sounds really good. I
And the maple bacon Dijon. But the thing that's really got me about it is they're coming out with a new utensil to eat it with, and it's called a fork. It's a fork-shaped utensil, and it's made with silicone and pretty and French fries.
What it looks like to me is it looks like one of those three-prong electrical plugs. It
Yeah.
just looks odd, but hey, whatever works. Whatever works.
Well, they are going to be actually, if you between May 4th and May 8th, customers who order some of these signature crafted recipe sandwiches, you get a free medium order of fries, a soft drink, and then they also are going to be handing out these forks. So it'll be interesting. Supposedly, that's to help you sop up whatever's falling off the top. But
Call
Charles,
me
the one.
old-fashioned. I just prefer to grab the French fries in my hand and sop up the sauce that way. I mean, call me old-fashioned.
I'm one of these things, if it's not broke, don't fix it. There's nothing wrong when if I go to McDonald's, which I so rarely do, it's generally the 99-cent hamburger and fries. But the one thing that you and I were talking about that really kind of caught my eye was they're also rolling out what they call the experience of the future. They want to do these self-order kiosk, have table
This is a
service,
big deal.
mobile. Yes. And why is
This is
this
a
now
big
such
deal.
a big deal?
Well, so okay, you really saw this. Starbucks was one of the leaders on this. The idea that you can order your coffee ahead of time on your phone, you pay on your phone, you hit the order button, and the coffee is just there waiting for you when you get there. Think about why that matters. In addition to just being more efficient, you're not having to wait in line and, be grumpy and just dealing with that. It means they can hire fewer people. They don't have to have people manning the cash register, or I mean, they're going to need somebody manning the cash register for people that just show up and want to pay with cash, what have you. But they can deal with a lot fewer. So if you have a self-service kiosk, or you can just order on your phone, it means a lot more labor efficiency, which that's a big deal because it hasn't been making news lately, but there is that big movement that's been going on for years now to really raise the minimum wage specifically for fast food workers. This is a big deal. It helps keep prices down. This is one of the big reasons. This and things like it are a reason why I think inflation is going to be pretty mild for a long time to come.
All right, and I do want to make a note that McDonald's shares are up 16% for the year to date. I think breakfast was behind a lot of the push, so
That was a
we'll see
winner.
how their new sandwiches and the fork. Charles Sizemore, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate all of your insight. And folks, tomorrow we're going to be talking about the automotive industry. A lot of information coming out today. Go out and make yourself some money today. The markets are happy. As Mike Robertson always said, God bless you.
He'd rather give you a song than silver or gold.